Okay, let's get into Parshas Balak, Tavshin Pei Vav, and we, in this Parsha, get back connected with Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, who do a double Parsha, Chukas Balak, but we just have Balak. We had Chukas last week, and we start off with the beginning of the Parsha, towards the beginning, as we have the story with Bilam and Balak, and Balak sends Bilam, Vayishlach Malachim El Bilam, Perach HaBeis, Pasuk Hei, towards the beginning of the Parsha. He wants to help out and stack the deck on his side. He says to the Ziknei Midyan, you have to help me out because the Bnei Yisrael are going to eat us up. Kilcho Hashor, Eis Yerek HaSadeh, and Vayishlach Malachim, he sends messengers to Bilam, Pesora, Rashi gives the two Pshatim. Hine am yatsam im Mitzrayim, hine chiso asein haaretz. This am that went out of Mitzrayim has covered the land. V'hu yoshev mi muli. And they are sitting mi muli. What does mi muli? Says the Chayim Moshe in source number one, Rav Bik. In source number one, what does it mean? They have mi muli. Yesh lo da'as mahais ha-kavana ba'amru v'hu yoshev mi muli. That they are sitting right opposite me. Buhu Yoshem Mimuli. O Tzarech Bior, Masha Shalach Balak El Bilam, the Kalel is Yisrael. Balak sends Bilam. Harayyada Ma'alasa Udulasam Shabbat Yisrael. He knew their Maila. He knew their God's people. Umatoel is Yavolo, Bakakshi Kalel Osam Bilam. How is the curse really going to affect them? So number one, what's the Mimuli, a language question? And number two, what is the message? What does he think he's going to accomplish by having Bilam cursed him. The Yesh Levar, line 12. Shaisa Kavanas Balak Lomar Le Bilam. Hine Am Yatzavi Mitzrayim V'chitza Seina Aretz. His Kavana was, this Am is massive. Sheberom Ma'alaso. The Yesh Levar, says the Chayim Moshe. Let me explain. Shaisa Kavanas Balak Lomar Le Bilam. Hine Am Yatzavi Mitzrayim again. Sheberom Ma'alaso Machases Al Kol Humos. Umanatzeaches Kol Sonav Umachnias Oivav. This nation is conquering. This nation is winning. Ach efshar, maybe, he calls those eino machmas chashivusim v'tzidkasam. Maybe this is not because of their amazing tzidkus and righteousness. Umashu notzeach shloka der akeve. It's not that they're objectively high and righteous, but it's just the reason they're winning. Mashu notzeach shloka der akateva hu mimuli. It's just because they're relative to me. Right, maybe it's just like, you know, I know my nation is not so great, and my nation has a lot to work on, and they're not so moral. So maybe just in terms of that, they're gonna, and the nations that they defeated, right, they are better. So he thought that the curse could work. Yahani Haklala La'abdam in Arzachwan Litzlan. And that's why he says they're mimuli. Vizesha Malachtalacha Na'arilias Ha'amazeki Atsumhu Mimeni. Again, Mimeni for me. Because, yeah, my nation I know is low and they could beat us because they're morally not as corrupt as my nation. But who says that they're objectively strong? Kivan de Gvurasu Rak Mimeni. Akshalatsmoy Nam Chashuv. What does Bilam answer? No. Am Levadad Yishkon. Even separately, objectively, shagam kshem yoshvim badad heim chashuvim v'tzadikim. Even when they're badad, they're alone, they are chashuv and tzedek. Ubagoyim lo yis chashav she'ein tzidkasam rak l'umas umos ha'olam. Their tzidkus is not only in contrast and related to ela chashivusam alasam himachmas atzmam. V'lachin ein biyadi l'kalosam, so it's not in my control to curse. So that's the first conversation that takes place. So Kishama Balak Zos, what does Balak say after that? Balak says, you know what, let's go somewhere else. Right? The whole story. Let's go to a different place, a different overlook. Lechna iti al makom acher. Efshar shenucha laham it chashivusam v'sidkasam shabreiso bofan acher. There's another strategy. So first he tried to say, oh, it's only relative to me. Bilam says, it's not going to work. Right? Am levadad yishkon. So he says, oh, okay, I have another possibility. Vizos. Asher tirenu misham efes katzeu v'tire v'kul lo tire. De efshar, go there that you'll only see a corner of them, some of them. What does that mean? What's this strategy? Maybe if you take them out individually, that way we could work. When you look at them as a klal, as Am Yisrael all together, then we're not going to beat them. But maybe separately it could work. De efshar shein chashivu samu malas b'nei Yisrael lakshem abitim al kulo ke'echad. Maybe they have the koach hatzibur. Kamosha Amar Shlomo HaMelech, Kulech yafa rayasiu mumein bach. Shekshamabitim akol b'nei Yisrael ka'achas, az yafim v'nam heim, then they're beautiful, ve'ein behem mum. V'lachein kulo lo tired. Don't look at the whole, all of them together. Ach efes katseyu tired. Just look at the edge. Shetabid al ksei ha'am, dahainu ha'nechshalim sheba'am. Look at those who are weak and individual and those who have personal faults. Maybe that's where you're gonna succeed. So Bilam goes to look at the Kseya'am. That didn't work either. Even in looking at it as individuals, it's not gonna work. He bit aven bi Yaakov. I don't see it. Yaakov, shagam shamitim akol echad v'echad bepratos. Even looking at them separately, afal elu sheim mikseh ha'am en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit ba'avonam v'chatasam. Number two. So number one, maybe it's only relative. No, it's not relative. I don't know about that Yishkon. Maybe if you look at only part of them and not all of them, no, it's not going to work either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only sees our milus, says Bilam. And finally, the third time, Vizeo Sha'amar Lachamiki in line 13, Vayar Bilam Kito Beni Hashem Lavarech Es Yisrael. When Bilam saw that, there's no way. Shehavin Mikalzeh Tobalas Yisrael Hu Be'etzem V'lo Raklapia Umos. It is inherent. V'gam Chashuvimim Kolechar Be'echar Be'pratis V'ruyim Labracha V'lo Rapiklalis. It's inherent and it's even individual. I have one more possibility. Elisha Dain Savor, Shemikom Makom Ya'ale Biyado Lahamid Chashivus Kolechad Ve'echad Mehem. How could they, bring down our Chashivus? Ayidei Sheyaskar Avonoseihem. Maybe I could remind the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of their faults. V'lachin Vayashas El Hamid Bar Panav. What happened in the Midbar? Lahaskir Avon Ha'egel. Kemosha Targim Yonasan, like Targim Yonasan, V'shavi L'madbra Anpoi L'midkar Aleyon Uvda De'igla. The Avdu Taman. They did the Egel. Does that work? Akam Zosla also Biyadam. That also didn't work in the third try. Lafi Sharaz, Yisrael Shochein L'Shvatav. He saw B'nai Yisrael encamped in their own Shvatim. Shekol Shevet V'Shevet Shochein B'fnei Atzmo. Klomar. Dafilu Achi Chashuvim V'ruyim Heim. They're still Chashuv and Ro'uy. They're Babasra Daf Samach. Right, there's Tznius. So once Bilam sees that and says, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. Yaakov, they're individual. Shekol Echad Echad Mi Yaakov, Gam Elu, even those that are lower, and Yisrael, the Bali Madrega, there's no way to succeed, Bilam says. So that's why he gave up at the end until he tries to be Machti us. That's the only way that he can get to us. Okay. So Bilam says, there's nothing I could do. It's Balak asks him and over numerous times, again, he shouldn't have gone. And Hashem says, don't go. And he says, I'm going. And Hashem's like, okay, but only what you're going to say is what, I'm going to tell you. So finally, when Bilam comes and he tells Balak, you know, build a couple of mizbeachs. And once the mizbeachs are built, right, Pasuk, after Bilam comes to Balak, after the whole story with the Chamor, which we'll get to. Vayelach Bilam el Balak by Revi'i. Vayevok yas chutzos, vayizbach Balak yigiv karbanos. And Bilam says, Vayomer Bilam el Balak b'nei li bazeh shivim mizbachos. Bil shivim mizbeachs, right, Rashi quotes, k'neged all of the avos. And Hashem appears to Bilam vayiker during the day. And Hashem says, okay, go back to Balak and say the following. And he puts words in his mouth. And he says to Balak, Ma'ekov l'kabokel, you want me, you hired me to curse, I can't curse. Ma'ekov l'kabokel, u'ma'ezom lo'zom Hashem. Right, so how could I curse or get angry at those that Hashem didn't want to curse or get angry? So there's a thought we said many years ago from the Vilna Gaon that I have again here in source number two. Kasha, what does it mean when the Pasuk says that he can't do, actually this is on the previous Pasuk, it's the same idea as the one that we just read, but the Medrash is on the previous pasuk, where he says to Balak, I can't really say anything that Hashem doesn't want me to say. But the language of the earlier pasuk is, Perachav Beis and Pasuk Yud Ches, he says, I can't say Gedola or Kitana. That's the lashon. Vayan bilav yomer lade balak. I'm sorry, you chad beis yud ches. Imitinli balak malo beis o kesev izav lo chalaver es pi Hashem la elokai la sos ketano gdola. I can't. If you give me all the money in the world, which is what I really am worth to you, as Rashi says, I won't be able to violate to say something ketana o gdola. And the question is, if he can't say kasha, dim ketana lo yuchal asos. Ask the if he won't be able to say anything small, neged ratzon Hashem, kol shekein shebegdola lo yuchal asos. What's the pasuk? I can't say anything small against Hashem. I can't say anything big against what Hashem wants. V'lachara chatevos o gedola miuteres. Right? Isn't that extra? So he quotes the Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says, "Vayasam Hashem davar b'fi Bilam." Hashem puts words in the mouth of Bilam. Right? This was the pasuk I read before. Charam rechika. One is a chika. Chika is one type of trap that goes in the mouth of a fish. Chadu dechsev ma'ekov. Chad amar hotzi midlin mipiv. And others say that he pulled out words from his mouth. What is this talking about? Hashem puts words into his mouth, which is a chika, which goes into a mouth of a fish. And the other one is that he pulled words out of his mouth. Ma'ezom lozom Hashem. What exactly is going on in this matter? Shabaram. So we have to like remember the pasuk that we just read about Ma'ekov, right? Pasuk Chaf Gimel Ches. Baram Yadua the Shem Elokim Umidas Adin, says the Gra, that we know Shem Elokim, every name of Hashem is reflective of a certain attribute. Elokim is Midas Adin. V'Shem Kel Habamin Elokim Hu Rachamim. But the first two letters of Elokim, Kel is Rachamim. The Kel Bifnei Atzma Hu Gamkin Rachamim. The Kel by itself is Rachamim. Shenemar Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. V'Shem Ka Yud and Hey Hu Din Katan Midin Elokim. Yud and Hey is a Shem Hashem of Din. V'Shem Havaya, but if you stretch it, Yud Ke Vav Ke Hu Rachamim Gadol. That's Rachamim. So you have Kel and Elokim and Yud Ke and Yud Ke Vav Ke. Says the Gra, Upazeh Yuvan HaMedrash. Ki betchila, Ratzah Kalas Yisrael B'Shem Elokim. Hashem, Bilam wanted to curse B'nei Yisrael with Elokim. Elokim is Midas Adin. Lachain, some Hashem, Chika B'Fiv, Hashem did not let him get the whole word out. He put a trap in his mouth. Shelo Yoma Ra'kel. He wanted to say Elokim, but he only got the first two letters out. And that's Ma'ekov Lokabo Kel. Right? Kel. Right, Achar Kach Ratz Lakal Hashem of Yud Kei. Like, okay, then I'll curse him with the other Shem Hashem Yud Kei, which is Midas Adin. As what Hakadosh Baruch Hu do? He started to say Yud Kei. He stretched out his mouth to make him say a longer name Yud Kei Vav Kei. As Hotzi Amalach Milim Mipiv, language of the Medrash. Tainu Vav and Hey Vamar Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Midas Harachamim. V'Hainu Tachsiv Ma'ezo Mozam Hashem. That's what the Medrash says. Lo uchal avers pi Hashem lasus ketana. I can't make a ketana. I wanted to say a ketana. I wanted to say yud and hey, but I can't. Hashem is not letting me. Oh, gedola. I wanted to say gedola Elokim, and I only got to say kel. Ratzalomar olasus ketana mishem yud kei vavkei v'lomaraka olasus gedola. If you look in the Kol Elio, and I gave this to you from the Prina Mishulchan Agra. But if you look at the Kol Elio, that original, like it's more original than the Peninim, he talks about the different types of traps that are in a fish's mouth. Some of them trap the fish that they don't let they keep the mouth closed. And then the chika, and then another type of trap is that they squeeze the mouth of the fish so the tongue gets stuck out, sticks out. So that's what this, and he connects it to these two ideas of Lokabo Kel and Lozam Hashem. Okay. So now we go back to the earlier part. So Bilam's on his way. Bilam's on his way. He wasn't going to come, but finally he, after very hush of messengers come, so he is Yachavosh as Hamaro. He goes and he saddles his donkey and he's on his way. Says the Pasuk. Says the pasuk that he has shnei na'aram imo. He has shnei na'aram imo pasuk ha'beis. Why two na'aram imo? Mikandra, says Rashi. La'adam chashuv ha'yotzei la'derach. Whenever you have a chash, a person who goes out to the road, yolich imo shnei anashim l'sham shau. He should always have two men to service him. Right? The Sifsei Chachamim says, if it's not dafka two, why does it say two? De'em lo kein shnei lamali. It must be shnei dafka. And then the two are there and they help serve him. Meaning, if one of them has to go to the bathroom or something, the other one is still there to serve the master. So again, that's the shnei na'arav imo. Says the Azayin Latorah. Says Rav Sorotskin here. Mikam adam chashuv ikod Rashi. Lo shebilam nechsha beinin adam chashuv. Right, we're saying from on the outside objectively. Every chashuv person goes out with two narim, so that's why he had two. We're not acknowledging that Bilam was an adam chashuv. Velo she'aleinu lilmod davar echad me'osa Rasha. We're not learning anything, right? What does Rashi say? Mikan, from here, from the fact that Bilam went out with two narim, that teaches us that every adam chashuv should go out with two narim. So both of those are problematic. Number one, we're calling Bilam an adam chashuv, and number two, we are learning something from Bilam. So says Al-Zayin LaTorah, neither of those are correct. He wasn't chashuv, and we're not learning from Bilam. Ella, it's just that Bilam was copying a real adam chashuv. So we learn from what Bilam was copying from. Really, it's learning from Avram Avinu. Bilam learned from Avram, and we're learning from Avram through Bilam. So since Bilam wanted to copy Avram Avinu, we know the Karbanos, and he got up early in the morning, and he himself got his own donkey ready. Bilam thought of himself as an Adam Chashuv, so that's why he was copying Avram Avinu. Ubazer rotza laharos be'enei Sari Moav. He wanted to show Sari Moav that he was in a Chashuv. So that's why it was really, but it's not, he's not the source. You might say he's a siman, not a siba. If he does it because he was copying Avram, it's a siman that this is what Anashim Chashuvim do, but it's not that he's an Adam Chashuv. V'hinei bebreishis Rabbah, the Aznayim LaTorah continues. So pregnant, hey, I'm Rabbi Yevo. Shnei b'nei Adam Nagu Baderech Eretz Avraham b'Shaul. Really, two people acted Avram and Shaul. Shagam Shaul lakachim baderech shnei nashim. Shaul also took two men. The Hikshu, one of the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Medrash, says Lama lo chashe Bilam. Why didn't it say Bilam? It says two people took two people with them. Right, Shaul and Avram. Where is Bilam? Ulefi daitenu Bilam lohay Adam chashev. Bilam wasn't Adam chashev. He was just copying. He wanted to be able to think he was an Adam Chashuv. But that's not going to be in the compilation of the Medrash. V'lo nog b'derech eretz. Elo asa ma sha'asa. K'dei she'yachziku oso la'adam Chashuv. So people should think. U'k'dei l'chakos es Avram Avinu. B'kavana she'yevater HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala havaso l'zaro. So that he would be mevater. So the Medrash doesn't mention Bilam because he wasn't Chashuv. Was really the opposite goals, as we have mentioned years ago. They did the same thing. They don't do the same thing. Bilam was Vayach Moshe's Chamoro in an act that was with his Ratzon against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Avram Avinu did the act with Hashem's Ratzon against his Ratzon. He wanted to kill his son. Avram Mishkin Bisrizos Lakodas Yisrael Beno Ula Abedas Am Yisrael Ha'asid Latzeisbi Menu Kilakayim Mitzvah Hashem. To be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem and to go against his natural tendency. And Bilam's exactly the opposite. Avala Rasha Hazeh Chika Es Hazrizos Hazos Kedei La'abedas Am Yisrael Neged Ratzon Hashem, going with his Ratzon because he hated Am Yisrael. So again, the opposite, whether it was with or against Ratzon Hashem, and whether it was with or against natural tendencies. So as Zayin LaTorah points out, don't think Bilam was such an Adam Chashuv. Okay, and now we get to the centerpiece of the Parsha, the Ason. Right, the Ason stops a couple of times, and finally there's nowhere to go, so it stops. Mamish doesn't go to the side, sits down, and Hashem opens up, Ayiftach Hashem, Es Piha Ason. Hashem opened up to the Piha Ason. It's been pointed out, interestingly, it does not say in Breishis, Vayiftach Hashem Es Piha Nachash. It doesn't say that Hashem opened up, as if the Nachash talking then was natural, was normal. Right? The Rishonim already talk about this. Why didn't it say Vayiftach Hashem? It must be that at that stage, maybe, there was the Nachash had Chachma, the Nachash had Koach HaDibor, again, assuming it sounds like it was real. Again, some Rishonim say it was all a vision. The Rambam, the Abar Benel talk about it. But it doesn't say, V'yiftach Hashem es
piha nachash. But here it says piha ason. It gave he got power to get power to speak. So there is a machlokas achronim again based on the or early late Rishon. What exactly is meant by this? We know this is one of the ten items that were created Beinas Rashas, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Bar Tanura says in source number 4, Nigzar Alash et Taber and Bilam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu opened the mouth, the mouth of this donkey. I didn't give it to you, but the Sfarno also says, Nasan Bakoach Ladaber. Gave him Koach to Dik, Inyan Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Like Hashem gives man, it's an amazing parallel. Hashem gives man the power to speech, so Hashem could give an animal the power of speech. The Kol Zeh continues the Sfarno, the Kol Zeh Haya Kadesha Yisorer Bilam Lashuv Bitshuva. It was all to awaken him. Bizachro ki me Hashem ma'ane lashon gam lebilti muchan. Hashem can make a donkey talk. He controls the donkey's mouth. They can't control your mouth. A donkey doesn't have the power of talking. Hashem controls that. He can't control your mouth. Bilam. Kol shegen sheyuchal lahasirom en amuchan kirtzono. V'kol zeh kadei shelo yovad ish kamo. He was trying to save him. But that's the Bar Tanura. That's the Sfarno. He gave this donkey the power of talking. But if you look in the, that's what the Bar Tanura says on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kocha Ason, that he was gozer, sounds like on a specific donkey, like the Sfarno says here, to talk with Bilam. The Tiferes Yisrael says on the Mishnah, Shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koach Beha Ason HaRishon. Hashem put power and potential into the first Ason, Laholid Acher Kamadoros HaAson Shel Bilam. Not that the Ason of Bilam was created at Beinas Rashas, but the reality that there was going to be an Ason in history later on that was going to speak, that potential was created. I don't have to say the Ason was thousands of years old, but that potential. She Yehei Bo Koach L'Shaito L'Daber Im Bilam. Right? That's the Lush. Like Hashem Baruch Hu created power in the water to split in thousands of years. So that's the Bar Tanura and the Tiferes Yisrael. What exactly? How to really understand the Nes? But here, if you look in Rav Mirsky's Sefer in the Gyoni Aparsha, he collects a couple of shitas about why exactly this Nes was so focused on the Ason of Bilam when there were other times that inanimate objects or at least animals were giving the power of speech. V'im Tomar asked Rav Mirsky here at source number 6. Ma gedulas hanes she'ason dibra. V'ay b'sefer Shmuel shtei aparos dibru. In Shmuel, two cows talked. Two cows talked. Right here, only one donkey talked. Right? So, right, where is the, where do we have that? Bi'ur hachida. Right? We know when the cows came back from the Plishtim. Remember, the Aron was taken by the Plishtim in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And every time where the Aron went, there was plague and there were people got sick. They said, okay, enough. So they put the Aron on a wagon and they sent it with cows and the cows went straight back to Beit Shemesh. The cows went and it says Vayashar. They went straight. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Darshins, Vayashar could also be from the word Shira. They sung. So the cows were singing. That's also an amazing name. So why does Chazal make a big deal here about the donkey that talked? What about the cows that were singing? So explains the chida. He quotes on line 2. Shone inyan aparos me'asono shel bilam umishar dvarim hamanuyim b'mishnah. There's a difference between the other miracles and this donkey. Shekin paros shenasu es aron Hashem hashira shesharo haisu mikoch aron asher alayhen. The cows had like a motor, had a spiritual motor. They were carrying the aron. To say that miracles happen around the Aron, that's not as big of a deal. That's not so as unusual. The whole Aron was miraculous. So if the miraculous nature expands a little bit and spreads, so it's miraculous, but it's not as much as this one. Davar ze eino neis gadol, sherizek kocha shel shechina, shegrem lezalos. The koch of the shechina is the causes, uplifting. The same thing. When Shlomo brought the Aron into the base of Mikdash, the wood in the base of Mikdash flew.
I'll be sure pisas eis yevashos. What do you mean they flew? They were dry. V'chein kam b'schus ha'aron ha'paros. So in the base of Migdash, by the wagon where the aron is, that you understand. What's going on here? A miracle next to a Russia without any shechina there. Me'ata ha'neis ha'godol yoser hu ha'neis sheha ason shal bilam pascha pia v'dibra. The donkey of Bilam opened up his mouth. Shekein hilo dibra b'fnei ha'aron elo b'fnei Bilam ha'rasha. Avatoma. Even here, Hashem would do a miracle. V'zeo neis gadol. This is the neis gadol. L'fichach dafka neizeh nimne b'mishna. Right, dafka, in this neis, by this neis, it says it. So when the Shekhinah is around, okay, there's miracles. It's miraculous. Right, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were miracles. That was powered by the Shekhinah. Right, but to say this by Bilam, or that, what else is listed in that Mishnah there? Right, the piha, the ground. Right, that was the where that swallowed up Korach, also listed there, because Anes next to Korach. It continues the Agyonia Parsha. V'lorak bali chayim dibru. It's not only animals that talked, right? The cows. Matzina shegam adomim diber. Even inanimate talks when it has to do with the Shechina, there's no conscious. Kach birish bal tzedel aderech al es dibre Rashi. Al akasim ma'amar arsina. When it comes to ma'amar arsina, in Yisro, sham ksivik bal tesam saviv lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu was told numerous times by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put up the gvul, make sure they don't go up on arsina. Vik bal tesam saviv, make a gvul, lemar, hishamru lachem alos bar, make sure they don't go up the mountain. Rashi quotes there, ha gvul omar lahem, hishamru mila alos mikan. The Gevul said to them, guard, don't go further. So what does that mean? The Gevul itself, the fence, the Gevul itself, the mountain. So asks, why is it that the Torah records the nace of the Pia Ason in such glory and focus, and the Mishnah in Avos, v'nace gadol, shivatayim nace Ason. Here it's even a greater nace. Why? Because we know the four levels of being, and here even a lower level is talking. Right? Domim someya chai medaber. The domim is talking? You want to say the chai is talking? That's the third level up. Chai, the animal kingdom is right under us. Aval ha-domeim, to have a domeim talk. Bishval ha-madrega. Who? They're at the lowest level. Vim domeim medaber. Ha-neis gadol shivatayim. That's a much greater neis. V'lamo l'nizkar deis sebatar. Why isn't that neis in the Torah? Same idea. As we just said. What's going on? Where's this neis? Har Sinai, where the Shechina is. The Heshev L'Shoel, B'dom L'Ashabir Achidah, similar to what the Chidah said, by the cows, by the Aron, that's what the Seder Derech says similarly here. B'kivan Shahar HaYakadosh B'Shem Shiyar Adolav Hashem Ba'esh, Hashem Shechina went on Har Sinai, came down, Ein Zepele, Shagvul HaYamadaber. Hashem, remember, is not governed by natural law. V'omer L'Bnei Yisrael, Hishamu Me'alos Mikan. It's not a Chiddush that the Gvul said it. B'makam Shechina v'kedusha ila'it ein klali ateva tovsim. When it comes to the Shechina, there's no klali of nature. V'gam domi medaber. U'bezemir, and that's also similarly he explains what it says in Parshas Pinchas, but Hashem, which we'll read next week. Al pi ha-gorol techalek nachalaso. Rashi quotes already there. Al pi ha-gorol, ha-gorol atzmo ha-yetzaveach. The Goral itself, when they split it up with all the Shvatim, Ani Agoral Alisi Lilo Ploni, V'givet Shagoral Api Ruach HaKodesh, Ein Pela Shadiber. Again, there's no Pela then. Lochein Asono Shal Bilam, again, getting back to Bilam, it's just surrounded by Tuma. Ha'ason Shalaya Basrak Shal Kedusha, Ela Adara Baisa Tmeya, Ve'adona Tamei, Umikam Akam Dibra, Harizah Neis Gadol, that's why this Neis is focused on. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surrounded by Neis, that's not as impressive. Okay. Moving right along. So Chaf Gimel Tes says, Bilam ki meirosh tsurim erenu. Meirosh tsurim, from the beginnings of their roots, erenu. I saw them, Rashi quotes, from the tsurim tsur, where it's our roots are as strong as rocks. Ki meirosh tsurim erenu umigvos asherenu. Heim an levadad yishkon.
What does Rashi quote there? Ani mistakel bereshitam ubetchila sharasheim. I'm looking at their roots. Ani roeh osam miyusadim v'chazakim. I see them strong. Kitzurim ugvaos halalo idei avos v'imos. I see them strong. The avos and the himos very strong in their schus. Says the Tshuvas HaParsha here. This is again Rabbi Lau's son-in-law, Rabbi Yechezkel Scheinfeld. We know Chazal tell us that whatever Bilam said, he really wanted to say the opposite. Really wanted to say the opposite. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Line number 3. Abraham Yochanan, mi birchaso shaloso rasha atalameid maha yabalibo. From every bracha, you see what was in his heart, what he had wanted to say. Klomer. Bilam ratzala kalal Yisrael. Hashem changed it. Whatever he wanted to say, said the opposite. The pasuk says later on, he says it. The Gemara gives a good example. Bilam wanted to say no more batei knesses, no more batei medrash. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hafach es haklala lebracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it. Hashem changed the klala to the bracha, and he said, Matovo Alecha Yaakov. So you know from the bracha exactly what the klala was. Beirach osam shiulam ole toro tefila. Bilam bikesh lekale ashlo tishra shechina leyem. Bilam wanted to curse them that there won't be any hashra zashchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it to the klala. Mishkan osecha Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shochein amongst Bnei Yisrael. So every time, every pasuk, you have to think about, okay, what's the opposite? What did he want to say? Lamei demanami gemara, says the Tshuvas HaParsha. Sha'al kol bracha ubracha. Shebirech bilam es Yisrael. Every bracha, hoysa b'makmil lebracha, machshava shal klala. There was a klala parallel. Imkein efshar ka'es mevarech esin of Yomer. So to hear, if right now he says, I'm recognizing the godless of the avos, it must be he wanted to attack the avos and the imos. V'yomid bilam umeshabech az avos v'imos hakadoshim. If he praised the avos nimos, hare shehema yu hamatara shalo biklala. It must be that was his goal. Osam ratzala kalel. He wanted to curse them. The question is, they're long gone, right? Balak hired Bilam to protect him from the present day Jews. What's the purpose of cursing the previous generations? Hadavar tzarach biur ma yoa lebilam. What is it going to help? Obviously, Yaakov, so you say something bad about Avram. How is that going to affect? How is that going to help Balak? How is that going to help affect Bilam? So Yitachin Lahazbir explains the Tshuvas HaParsha here. What exactly is the message here? Ki Bilam Arasha Yadahedi. Bilam knew. What is our power? What's our Yisod? Our Yisod, our kiyum, is based on our connection to the avos and the imos. That's our yisod. Shekol yisod v'kiyumenu v'kol zchusenu heim zchus avos. Right, we have so much. Yada Bilam shetfilas Yisrael mevuseses al zchus avos. Bilam knew that our tefila every time. B'chol yom anu maskir mitchilas haparsha. Elokei Avraham Yisrael v'Yaakov. We start off every Shmona Esrei. Elokei Avraham Yisrael v'Yaakov. That is our connection. Right, we mention our connections. When you meet somebody great, you want them to like recognize you and have a connection. So you say, oh, you know my grandfather. Every time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember me? I'm not sure. Who are you? No, you know my Zayda, Avram. Yisrael, yeah. Oh, Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Sure. That's what we say every time we daven. Umevakshim shebiglal avos toshiyabanim. So we say in their zchus, please save us. Sidra tefila gadush bibakashos ubaskaras avos ha'uma. Right, it's full. It's full. We mentioned it often. V'af shma shel uma ha'yisraelis. Even our name, even our aim. Mevusas al zchus avos, Yisrael, Yaakov, the avos. And Yisrael remez al shdeel shel. And what's Yisrael? It's mentioned, the quotes on the top of the next page. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Avram, Leah. So Yisrael has the Rosh Tevis of all of the avos nimos. Right in there, Yisrael. Bilam arasha chipes. Psul, but serve us. Bilam says, if I could find the psul in the avos nimos, then they don't have a root to latch onto. Right? We are latching onto the previous dar. If Bilam could find the psul in the earlier daros, then that would make us falter. Kedei shechalila lo nispalel unevakesh b'schus avos. Right? If we won't connect to that, then we won't have our secret weapon. Nobody's going to connect to their previous doros if there's nothing to be proud of. But Hashem changed it to a bracha. Lachain, Amar Bilam, Kimiros Surim Erenu, Uyikvos Hashirenu, as Rashi says. Animis Takel Bereshi Sam. Ubetchilash Roshem. I look, says Bilam. I look and I wanted to find the psul. I didn't find the psul. Aniro Osam Miyusadim, the Chazakim. They're strong. They're solid. Kitsurim Ugvos Halalu, Ayide Avos, the Imahos. Says the Chuvas Aparsha now, says Rav Scheinfeld, but you have to recognize, it's not just a privilege. Privileges come with responsibilities. We have to recognize the power that we have. Just mentioning their names, when we're davening. But, line 15. Right, it's an amazing schus, but our parents are, you know, expecting greatness of us. If we want the schus avos to be on our side, we have to copy them. We have to follow in their ways. Lishmar al agacheles, lishmar Torah mitzvos karoi. We have to follow them and copy them to be connected to them. Right, if I talk about how great they were, but I'm nothing like them, then it's not gonna help. Right, like there's the, I think it's the Sfasemes, right, it says on the Talmud of Elio, right, we have to say, Masa Yagiu Masai La Masai Avosai. One of my forefathers, one of my actions, you know, connected to my forefathers, it doesn't say that you have to copy Masa Yagiu from a lesson of Nagia, it has to touch, it has to be a Hemshech. It has to be a misora. So if we connect to them in some way, then it's a schus for us, and we could latch onto what they say. Right? Rak Yehudishu Shomer Torah Mitzvahs Umamshech as Mareshes Avosav. Those who follow Rashoi Betzedek Lehispa'er Bavosav Hakadosh, and we can be proud, and we can connect. Masana B'Torah Atzma Ma'akoshos Schus Avos. We even find in the Torah itself. Right? What is Chus Avos? Because Yaakov Avinu covers Rachel when Yaakov Avinu went to bury Rachel. Be'emsa derech, right? He didn't take her back all the way. Haisalo matara. He had a matara. He had a goal in mind for future generations. Ki yoda brokacho. He knew in the future. Alfei shanam la'achar mikan. Yaakov knew that in thousands of years from now, kshiyelchu begalus, when Bnei Yisrael go into galus, yuchlu likanis li'ima Rachel. Or is Chus Avos? Ima. Right, Mama Rachel, Rachel Mavakal Baneha. So Yaakov knew that power. So that's why he buried her here, so that she would be able to cry on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. Okay. Now we get to a Charifus, right? I think every vart from Rav Shimshon Ostrov, from the Ostrov, sir, is what we would call a Charifus. You gotta put a few things together. He says the following, right? It's based on the Pasuk a little bit later on. Chav Gimel, Chav Aleph. Chav Gimel, Chav Aleph. So the Pasuk says, Lo hibit aven bi Yaakov. Hashem does not see sin in Yaakov. Lo ra amal bi Yisrael. Same idea. It doesn't see any falsehood in Yisrael. Hashem Elokav imo. Hashem is with his nation. Utruas melech bo. And the next Pasuk, Kel motziami Mitzrayim. Hashem took them out of Egypt. So there's going to be a drush and a lumdus on these two psukim. Perachaf Aleph, Perachaf Beis. Let's read this carefully. Matzinu b'svarim. He says, we find in svarim, this is Mayan Shaltor quotes this from the Ostrovser. Matzinu b'svarim. Shalafichach mochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avonoseim shel Yisrael. Why does Hashem mochel us? Right? Hashem keeps the Torah. Many sources talk about that. Hashem goes by the rules of the Torah. So what did it say by a shomer? A shomer, even a shoel who is chayiv in almost everything, right? He has a p'tur. What's his p'tur? Mishum shem dvukim bo. If we're connected to Hashem always, then we have a p'tur. What's that? For he's a b'chinas ba'alav imo. Ba'alav imo, right? The halacha is if the mashil is within vicinity of the shoel. Discussion that we've shown him was, is it at the Shah She'ela? That's what the Rambam and the Chinuch, I think, say, or later on. But let's say if there's Baal of Imo, then there's a Patur. Is there a Svar for that? Doesn't matter right now. But that's the p'tur. Balavimo, a shoal is chayiv even in own sin. But if it's balavimo, he's p'tur. Halo amar Torah and balavimo lo yishalem. The pasuk says in mishpat. Says the Gemara. But wait a minute. When is that true? When do we have a p'tur of balavimo? That's only by own sin. Does that apply to pshia? Shomer chinam also. Baal Avimo is going to be a p'tur. Ulam be'emes lo dibra Torah ela b'shoel. Look in the pasuk. The p'tur of Baal Avimo is by a shoel. Shu p'tur may own sin in Baal Avimo. If there's an ones in Baal Avimo, he's going to be p'tur. Vilu im gam p'shia b'baylim p'tur. What about p'shia? That's a machlokas. Dover zeshen machlokas v'taliu b'kach. P'shia b'baylim Baal Avimo, that's a machlokas. What is it tali on? Is the Baal Avimo just going on shoel in the parsha that it is? Or is it going on even earlier parshios? Im omrim mikra nidrash lefanav vilefnei fanav. Lefi shedin pshia etzel shomer chinam nemer parsha kodemes lefnei adin shel shoel. Parshios before shoel, that's where shomer chinam is. So if we darshin the pasuk at lefanav vilefnei fanav, then you could have a p'tur. Hari zeh mikra nidrash lefanav misyachid adin shel balavim olo yishalem gam apshia. So there's a machlok. So step number one is Alpi Drush. The reason that we are pater from Averis is because of Baal Avimo. Baal Avimo, if we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can be pater. So the next step, wait a minute, but Baal Avimo works for Ones, even Ones. Does it work for Pshia? That's a machlokas, whether it works for Pshia. If you say, we darshan the pasuk lefnanav, lefnei fanav, right, for all the parshios beforehand, including Shomer Chinam, so then we'll say fine, then we would say that it works. Step two. Step three says the Rav Shamshin, Big Zera Shal Galat Mesraim Nemar. On line 10, Rav Spain Abbasaram, what does it say? Ger Yezaracha Beres Lolohem Babadavino Zarabame Oshana. We know the Gzera is that we'll be in a foreigners in a foreign land. And for 400 years. Harip Shuta Shal Mekruhu She Inu Yagalas Yarach Babame Oshana. 400 years, right? This was one of the changes that was made in the Septuagint, right? Megillat Aftes. It's also in the Yerushalmi. The slight differences, but 400 years. But we know it wasn't 400 years. Ach kivan shebnei Yisrael nishtachu mishibim Yisrael lefnei amoy shel arba meos shana. But we were sent free before 400 years. So therefore, what does the 400 years mean? Yesh lahasik ki amoy razem isyaches lav dafka shel ve'inu osam. It must be that when it says 400 years in the pasuk, it's not going back on the ve'inu osam, the two words right before arba meos shana. Ela ala pasuk shel lefnei zeh. It must be referring to the earlier, right? They will be in a strange land for 400 years from the birth of Yitzchak. Ger Yezaracha. V'chein kacha yodvarim. Shkumi leidaso shel Yitzchak, from once Yitzchak was born, sha'az eschila nididasam shel ha'avos. That's when the wanderings of the avos started. V'ad yisiyas Mitzrayim avru arba me'oshana. So that's 400 years that went from the birth of Yitzchak and the eres lo lahem, not the inu osam. Oh. So you got to put this all together. Again, what do we have so far? We have the p'tur of Baal Avimo al derech Jewish for Klal Yisrael. Number two, does that really apply to Ones? Only to Ones or even to Pshia? Machlokas. If it applies, if you say, if you darshan, lefanav v'lefnei fanav, and this the Baal Avimo is even going on Parshias beforehand, then it could even apply to Pshia. By the way, step three, we know by the Brisman of Asaram, it says 400 years. 400 years, it wasn't 400 years, it was many years less than 400 years, right? It's 210 years. Ah, so it must be that the Arba Me'oshana is not just going on what's right before it, the Ve'inu Osam is going on what's before it. The Ger Yezaracha, the Eres Lolahem. Ah, put it all together, says the Astravser, the next, turning over the page, Lafichach Amar HaKasuv. That's why the pasuk says now Arpsuk, and put it all together. Lo yibidavim b'Yakov lo rama b'Yisrael. What does our pasuk say? Hashem doesn't see our sins. Hashem doesn't fully punish us. Why? Hashem elokav imo. Hashem's with us. Right? Baal Avimo. Hashem elokav imo. Hashem is with us. Ay, he says in the second line, nishelas hasheila mi amar shafilu posheya babaylim gamkin pater. Who says it applies to even pshia? V'halo adin nomar rak legabi shoel. Isn't only by shoel? What's the next pasuk? Kel motziyam mi Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. When did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? He took us out of Mitzrayim after 210. After 210. What do you mean? Is it, don't you mean 400? Oh, must be the Bris Ben Abisur, Yidarshan, Lefanav, Lefnefanav. And so too by Mishpatim, Balavimo. Kel Motim Mitzrayim, Kivin Sharoam Anu, Kihoti Hashem Yisbarach, Es Yisrom Yisrom, Lefne Amoed HaNikva, Hashem took us out before the set time. Hari Alina Lahasik, Yamoj, Labami Yoshana, Misiaches Ala Pasaka Kodim. Is going on there earlier, just like in Mishpatim, so too in Lech Lecha. Ger Yer Zaracha, Baralamede Mefo, Kimikra Nidrish Lefanav, Mela Gamshi of a Bala Pater, and that's what we put it all together. Amazing. Okay, one final thought. On the Pasuk, the most famous Pasuk in the Parsha, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, right? This is one of the six Pesukim that we have a Mesorah to put on top of a column, one of the five that do not start with a Vav. Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, as it says in the Chumashim, Bekashimo, Berosh Ha'amud, Beis Yudhei, Shin Mem Vav. There might be one other that's not in in here, but we'll leave that for now. Says Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer. Says Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, right? Giving shot to Bilam again. Bilam sees Shochein L'Shvatav. Reading from the pasuk beforehand, like the Gemara Darshan's in Baal Basra on Daf Samach. Right? Vayisa Bilam as Eina pasuk Beis. Vayari Zol Shochein L'Shvatav. Vatihi Alav Ruach Alakim. He sees them. Next to their shvatim, says Rashi, quoting the Gemara, Rashi mispischem mechavnim ze keneged ze. He sees their openings are not mechuva keneged each other. Vakavana, says the Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, such an important dvart, always, especially in our day and age. She'ein b'neim kinev atachras. He sees their openings are open to each other. Their openings are not open to each other. They're not looking at each other. They're not like wishing to be like the other one, or to take the bracha of the other one. There's no fighting and competition. That's the lashon of Chazal. Nobody's looking at the thigh of their friend. The Gemara says a servant mirabana will never get poor. There are plenty of them that are poor. What does that mean? Going around to somebody else's Pesach and begging. If somebody is happy with what they have and not looking with a jealous eye to their friend, he's the richest, like we know, Isaiah Ashir. The Maksha didn't understand this. Vatartzon explained that it means it's about attitude. It's not about attitude; is the reality. Says Rav Yosef Nechemya, V'yadua, line 22. Ki im Yisrael yadru yachad ba'achdus. If we would have achdus and unity, uba'ahav ashchina shruya etzlam, and we would have love, alzeh nomar v'yayiso shochin l'shvatav ba'ava. When he sees the Jews in their shvatim, everybody happy with what they have, ba'ava ba'achdus, v'inkina b'neim. And he sees that they have ruach elokim. B'lachein lo yachol lahem bilam. Bilam can't say anything. If he sees them shochein l'shvatav, everybody is, you know, in their own shevet. They're only looking in their own tent. They're not looking in anybody else's tent, right? All ra kol kocho einu ela dihashpas ruchos atuma. Whenever we are going to lose, it's only because of the kochas atuma vehema rak b'makam hapirud v'amachlokas yikananu. It's based on the machlokas. Kashem l'sa alshach, like the pasuk says, me'ayin bata mishot ha'aretz. Right? When the Hashem asked the Satan in the beginning of Eov, where have you been? Mishot ba'aretz. Right? From machlokas. Wherever I can find machlokas, that's where I'm sure, says the Satan. Ulam kan Yisrael, but here, what does Bilam see? Yisrael shochin l'shvatav. Ba'ahava, v'ruach elokim alav merachefetz, ein sadav ein pegara. There's nothing negative. And he can't say anything. Can't say anything towards the end. Alkein lo yochol b'lam la'orer dinim aleihem ulahachnitz b'hem ayin harat. There's nothing to see. Kol chol rak makam sinu machlokas. So that's what he sees. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkenosecha Yisrael. So our secret is to not look at anybody else's tent. Be happy with our tent. Be happy with our pekel. And in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us bracha. Okay? We will stop here.